So, real simple question, what do you do with a patient with metastatic squamous cell cancer and a low TPS score? You go to 10 different people, you're going to get 10 different therapies, it kind of looks like. But I was interested because we've said, you know, regulatory and reimbursement issues aside, Martin, what is state-of-the-art first-line therapy for metastatic squamous cell?
Yeah, good question. So we will have different opportunities. It will be a taxane-based chemotherapy with pembrolizumab or atezolizumab, but it's difficult to make any differentiation between both of these treatment opportunities.
But just to clarify, Matt, are we at triplet therapy for squamous now?
I think we will be at.
Yeah, right. So another interesting fact. Just to, again, you know, in terms of the granularity of clinical practice, I'll just quickly throw this out to Martin. Another patient at Dr. Picton presents with metastatic squamous, high TPS, pretty straightforward algorithmic type of question in terms of what you do. But the thing, Martin, that was interesting that she was asking about, this patient had extensive comorbidities, but she was getting peritoneal dialysis. Martin, what do you do with somebody who's on dialysis, either peritoneal, she was saying peritoneal was given every day, or hemodialysis? Yeah. How does that change what you do?
I think I would contact the specialist, but I would go on with a regular schedule of treating the patient.
And actually, that's what she did. She responded, and she actually died of her comorbidities while in response from the checkpoint inhibitor.
The monoclonal antibodies are too big to be filtered by the kidney anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
So, like, what happens to them, though? They get metabolized?
In the bloodstream, probably, but it's not something that's filtered through the kidney.